This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Oil was another market that saw prices fall today amidst increasing trade tensions with China as investors moved out of riskier assets. In West Texas, getting that oil out of the ground takes a lot of sand mixed with water to blast it from shale. And for about 60 years, companies had a go-to place, the sandy soils of McCulloch County in central Texas. But that market has been drying up. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The sand mining industry, vital to Brady, Texas, the McCulloch County seat, is a hot topic of discussion at a public gathering on a recent weekday afternoon. Folks are here at a tractor supply store where the local farm bureau is grilling up free hamburgers. 90-year-old Louise Long is enjoying a burger with her girlfriends. She owns a real estate business in town. She keeps hearing about more layoffs at the sand mines, and she's worried.
The sand plants have been here for so long, and so many people work for the sand plants. We're going to suffer for it for a long time.
Late last year, McCulloch County had 7 sand mines in operation. Now it's down to 2. When the fracking boom hit the U.S. a couple of decades ago, with the Permian Basin in West Texas as ground zero, oil companies started using a lot more sand. And Brady Brown, as it had come to be known, was the standard. The grains of sand were strong, the right shape, and held up under the extreme pressure of fracking. But when oil prices dropped dramatically 5 years ago, companies had to figure out a way to cut costs. So they started testing Permian Basin sand, which didn't have to be trucked in from 200 miles away. Rick Eltoff used to run quality control at a Brady sand mine owned by oil company Pioneer Natural Resources.
I found the strength of it to be as good as the sand they have here. Now, it wasn't quite as round, but it's obviously working, or they wouldn't be using it.
Now, Pioneer harvests most of its sand in West Texas, saving hundreds of millions of dollars a year. The company used to employ hundreds of people in Brady, but now is just down to a skeleton crew. Pioneer says it will shut its Brady sand mine by the end of this month.
The plant I was at closed on April 1st.
That's Ryan Adams. He says he was making about $80,000 a year as a plant manager at Cadre Proppant in Brady, where the median income is about $35,000. But he quit in December to open a classic car restoration company. He saw the writing on the wall for his job at the sand plant.
They kept saying they were going to extend it for, you know, it might be July, or we can run another year and all this, and I could just see through it.
He says the company offered him a $150,000 salary plus bonuses to move out to West Texas to run a sand plant there. He wasn't interested, but that's what a lot of people in Brady are doing, taking job transfers and spending half their time in the Permian. The closure of the sand plants in Brady extends far beyond the mining industry. Sherry Talley used to run the books for Texan Truck Wash, which cleaned a lot of 18-wheelers that hauled sand out of Brady. It had to close a few weeks ago.
When you rely totally on truck traffic and you've got so many sand plants that have closed, we just couldn't do it.
Talley's lived in Brady for more than 20 years and says she couldn't imagine the sand industry not being here. She says a lot of people have had to cut back on spending.
You don't just go out to eat and everything all the time like you did. I feel sorry for the merchants here, but what do you do?
She expects more businesses, especially retailers, will have to shut their doors soon. Local officials are debating whether to offer tax incentives to lure other businesses to Brady. Mayor Tony Groves says the town could rebrand itself as a hill country tourist destination, a place for a little R&R for people from Dallas and Houston.
Instead of being a mining town, is it potential that Brady becomes the stress elimination center for this part of Texas?
Right now, Brady is nothing but stress as jobs keep moving west. Just this month, 2 companies have announced further layoffs, and more are expected to come. In Brady, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.